Well, this is one of the most unusual shows I've ever done here at WCWP because I'm actually early. This never happens. I'm usually dropping songs and I try to time things out. I actually have an extra minute, which is great because that gives me the chance to start on the credits. And I got to take a deep breath because we have a lot of people to thank for the weekend here as we wrap up the 2016 WCWP Homecoming Weekend. First of all, I'm Jeff Kroll, and it's been a pleasure to be the coordinator for this year's event with the help of my wife, Pat. Is this, what, 3 years in a row that we've done this? And it is a lot of work, I have to admit, and it does drive me nuts at times. But, you know, once we're here and you get to see everybody really have a good time coming back, it's well worth the effort. So it's great. So let's start right at the top. The director of broadcasting here, Dan Cox. We could not do this without his help. You know, these reunions started before Dan was even a student here at the school, but he has picked up the tradition and just insists that homecoming weekend can be anything and everything that we want it to be. And we're up to 60 hours with all these people on it. And Dan, thank you very much for that. Also part of the current staff, Peter Sakoulis, for his technical guru-ness, and production from Chris Maffei. And I can tell you without a doubt, we wouldn't get a lot of this stuff on the air without Chris's help. He's done so much editing with me, I must have driven him nuts, but he's very patient. He's very patient. So thank you very much, Chris. And our buddy Bill Moser, the former director of broadcasting, our longtime friend. So happy that he's healthy enough and was here with us this weekend. So that was a big, big thing to see and to enjoy his help. Here we go, right down the line. Mike Shimeri, Magic Mike Hendricks, somebody named Pat Kroll. Oh, that's you. Yeah. These are the on-air people this weekend. Alan Seltzer, Scott Pershke, Jay Marable, John Zoni, Zach Parker. Oh, Zach was in rare form. Zach's the youngest graduate, the youngest alum. He just graduated last May and took part in his first homecoming weekend and had a blast. Wilbury Steve, thank you, Wilbury, for your cooperation and help. Joe Honnekamp, congratulations to the entire Honnekamp family. They had a big weekend, and Joe also was part of our weekend. Jeff Jensen with an emergency fill-in. Thank you very much, Jeff, for doing so. Alan Boritz back again this year. Great to see Alan. Pete Bellotti with the extended pregame football show did a wonderful job. Somebody named Jeff Kroll called the football game. That was me. Pioneers won 63-20. A tremendous game yesterday. And I had the help of Joe Zadok up there yesterday. My close buddy Neil Marks. We're our condolences to Neil and Lita and their family. It's been a rough weekend for them. And we missed Neil's attendance here. But I'm sure he'll be with us in the future. Bernie Bernard back. She made it through the hurricane in Florida and got up here in time to be part, as always, of homecoming weekend. Mike Riccio and Bobby G with a wonderful countdown show last night. Well, we had fun with that. It says Bruce, how do you pronounce that last name? Leonard. Bruce Leonard joined us. My buddy Bruce, so happy to have you all weekend. We had the pleasure of, he's been staying with us all weekend. It's been a lot of fun having him around. John Cummins, Mike Shimeri. Oh, again, yeah, he recorded stuff for us. Jay Elswag. Oh, he was part of the weekend this weekend. He did a hootenanny early in the morning. That was great. Jay LaPrise was here this weekend. Billy the Kid. Stellar was here with all her friends, Jamie Mazzo and Sarah Dorchak. So that was fun this afternoon. Lou Scharfberg, his first show in 27 years. He took part. Elliot Goshman back for another go-around. Alana was here. Grandfather Rock was here this evening and preceded this show. And I had the great pleasure of wrapping it up. That's a mouthful of people, huh? A lot of folks and a lot of fun. And that doesn't even count the folks that came down and a lot of alumni who did not appear on the air but came down to support us and see us. A lot of old friends from a lot of years. So it's been a great deal of fun. If all goes according to plan, there'll be another one next year. We just await the date. That gets set, you see, when the football schedule comes out in the spring. and they figure out when there's a home game. You got to have a football game to have a real homecoming weekend. Once we know the date, we'll start spreading the news amongst the WCWP alumni, and we'll go from there. So it's been a blast. I'm Jeff Kroll for the entire WCWP Alumni Association. We say goodnight and thanks for tuning in to the 2016 WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
Brookville, 88.1 FM. LIU Post Public Radio. WCWP.org.